Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio with your hosts, Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. This is Reverend Adam. Welcome back, Jay Tree. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Wonderful. Welcome back. So I understand you have a segment for us tonight.
I do, as usual. There's a lot of upheaval and a lot of pain and hurt in this world right now, and a lot of people are looking for answers. One of the hardest things that we have right now is to be able to predict what's going to happen in the future. It's been a long, hard road for a lot of us. We are all struggling together. We're all working together. It pains me to see how people still treat one another on a daily basis. But that being said, you know, with me and my Wiccan religion, is that it's all about balance and the power of three, that whatever I do, it's going to come back and get me times three. So I try to do the best that I can with love and with light and with hope and smile when needs to be smiles, and, you know, wave to people when they're out in their yards, when you're driving by in the car, just saying hello to your neighbor, and, you know, always offering something to somebody. I've had people recently that have been affected by layoffs and furloughs, and it's been difficult for them, and it's not hard for me to sit there and say, you know, I've got extra, let me help you if you need it.
Wonderful.
So that's my glimpse of hope tonight to start with.
Good.
And what I'd like to do is, since this is Psychic Talk Radio, I'd like to talk about one of the best stones to use for your psychic abilities. That one is called the lapis lazuli. It is a blue stone. It's kind of like an indigo crystal. It's good for objectivity, clarity, stress, self-awareness, self-expression, anxiety, female hormones, menopause, PMS, immune system, insomnia, pain, migraine, depression, respiratory and nervous systems, throat, larynx, thyroid, organs, bone marrow, thymus, hearing loss, blood, vertigo, and blood pressure. This is a wonderful stone that can be used. It is a stone that is easily carried. You can have it as a bracelet, an amulet, a stone on your desk if you have a desk, or if you're working from home with your computer, right next to your amethyst to help absorb that negativity. And also, the lapis lazuli is good for your third eye and your throat chakra, as well as your crown chakra, because it is that blue color. It's been prized of thousands of years. It was favored stone in ancient Egypt. That's where they believed that it led the soul into immortality and opened the heart to love. It was considered the royal stone. It was also the stone that supposedly contained the soul of the gods. It's a metaphysical stone par excellence. Lapis lazuli is a key to spiritual attainment, enhancing dream work and metaphysical abilities. It facilitates spiritual journeying and stimulates personal and spiritual power. Possess enormous serenity. This is good if you're having a problem with your nerves. It's a good stone to have around because it'll actually bring you calmness and peace. It is a protective stone. It alerts you to psychic attacks, and it returns the energy to its source. The stone highlights the power of the spoken word and can reverse curses or disease caused by not speaking out. So this is a good one for everyone to use right now, because this is one that would be used to help keep you safe from the coronavirus, the COVID-19. We're all being affected by what you can do that's metaphysical, as well as keeping yourself clean. Hands washed, keeping your distance, your 6 feet or more, is going to help all the way around. So this lapis lazuli aids in taking charge of life too. It helps repress anger, and it helps in causing difficulties with the throat. It will release these. The stone brings honesty, compassion, and uprightness to the personality. It's a bonding stone in love and friendship. It dissolves martyrdom, cruelty, suffering, self-mortification and emotional bondage. Lapis lazuli has a very powerful vibration. So this is another good stone that you would use if you wanted to raise your vibration, because a lot of us that are doing that and are raising our vibration, we are noticing that we have the ability to start bonding together and to start doing things together, meaning that there are certain things that us metaphysicians can do to help heal the earth and heal people. The vibration that we use is something that is above what a regular person would have, I guess is a good way of putting it. It's not, it's something that you can do though to raise your own vibration, to bring up your human experience, and to also open up your third eye and to help with your psychic abilities. And that tonight ties in with something that I'm going to do additionally, Reverend Adam. So what are your thoughts on lapis lazuli right now? Because you haven't said much over the past couple moments. You let me kind of like ramble on,
okay,
as you usually do, because you always like the insight that I bring to the show.
Of course I do. And my insight on lapis lazuli is, of course, I agree with you here. Lapis lazuli can be a very powerful stone. It helps us channel our magical energy just as much as our psychic energy. It has a lot of different properties. So you have to kind of go with what you feel and if it feels right to you.
This is one of the best ones, as I was speaking about before, to help with psychic clarity. So at one point or another, we're all experiencing dilemmas and that we can't find an immediate solution for. The mind often goes into an analytical overdrive at times like this, as we draw out our instincts for problem solving and we get no answers really to speak of. So eventually the mind can create so much noise. That's what I call it too, is it's not only white noise, but it's the static that goes on in our heads that doesn't give us the clarity to sit there and to stay focused. Over the issue that it's impossible to think clearly, let alone be open to intuitive ideas that might be available to us from the spiritual plane. Dandelion has been known to assist in opening and clarifying the third eye, the seat of intuition. This is going to help with the open up the psychic messages. Although prepackaged dandelion tea has become increasingly available, it's ideal to use loose, dried, and cut dandelion leaves available in many natural food stores as well as in your yards, I'm pretty sure. There's a lot of areas that have, spring has come. I, for one, have dandelions that are out in my yard, and now I know what I'm going to do with them. I will put them along with my eucalyptus leaves for any of the other spells that I need to do.
Wonderful.
For this particular spell, you're going to have them, but you're going to have them dried. You're not going to want to have them moist. So if you're going to do a spell like this, you know, you want to go ahead and make sure that you have them dried first, or you buy them dried at one of your Whole Foods stores. This spell will help you quiet the mind and open up to psychic messages. You can place them in a tea strainer, or even better, brew them loose and leave them to sink to the bottom of the mug that you're using, like when you're making your tea. So what you'll need is a purple, lavender, blue, or silver candle. I, for one, always use the Power of Three candles.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose one of those colors, I also have a black and a white for balance. So that way I use them.
True.
All collectively together. I use 1 to 2 teaspoons of the dried dandelion leaves. I use a tea strainer if I want to make the tea with that. And also, you know, of course, the mug. So first, the first thing you want to do to get the answer to your problems right this minute. So it may seem counterintuitive, but you are to be open to messages from the invisible realms and need to be calm and in a receptive mode. So what that means is what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to find some way to calm your spirit. You're going to want to meditate first, and you're going to get your mind.
Meditation's a wonderful method.
In the right place. Can burn your favorite incense. Listen to your favorite mantra, your favorite music, whatever you need to do to get into the right headspace in order to be able to do this. So, and then what you're going to do is you're going to want to light the white candle first and ask the goddess to help. Then you go to the black candle and you ask for the god to help. And then you light your other candle and you ask for your psychic abilities to be enhanced as well as to open up your third eye. That's what this whole entire exercises about. It's opening up your third eye and helping your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, if you have one or two lapis lazulis that you have, you know, then you can put them there on either side of your blue candle. So that way you have balance there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that always helps. But remember to always clear your lapis lazulis first by running them under cold water and clearing them from any negative energy or anything else that you have before you do any spells.
That's correct. May I add something?
Absolutely.
We are going to have a special guest tonight. We'll bring you on air in a few minutes. But to add to what you're speaking of, Jay, when we have spiritual supplies we buy from a store or we gather from places where other people may have had them, what you'd like to do is use some kind of rose water. Florida water is also good, like candles, for example. You don't want to use a water on the candle, but what you can do is use some kind of spiritual cologne that's an alcohol base, like Florida water, to cleanse that candle or those objects spiritually from any negative energy or anything they may have picked up when other people touch them.
Right. And on the same aspect, too, I mean, people have incense that they burn. That's another good way to do a cleansing if they have a smudge stick that they want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always suggested that you go ahead and use that anyways to cleanse yourself as well and cleanse your area.
Mm.
It just I forget that I'm talking to pretty much a new audience and I have to walk them through the whole entire process as opposed mm-hmm. to just giving them bits and pieces. So thank you for helping me with that, Reverend.
Oh, it's not my point of doing that, but thank you for benefiting
well.
From it.
It works out well. Mm. So, so what you're going to want to do, like I said, you want to meditate. You want to take a couple deep cleansing breaths.
Mm-hmm.
You want to relax.
That's correct.
So, and then before you take your first sip of tea, you want to say the following or the similar words. Is that I am open to all possibilities. I trust my guides to show me the way, in perfect timing and for the good of all. Now that may begin to reflect on your situation, but do so with an open mind and trust that the solution will eventually become clear. Talk to the spirit realm, whether this means the goddess and the god, the universe, your personal guides, or however you understand a higher power. Speak aloud if possible, because they love to hear intention. They want to know what it is that you're asking for. You can think about it all day long, but if you sit there and you verbally say it with the power of intention in your heart.
That's correct.
Excuse me.
Bless you, Jay.
Then, of course, that's going to help you to help them understand what it is exactly what you're looking for. Because remember, when we are doing any kind of intention, we want to have clarity. If we are asking for our psychic abilities to be enhanced, then we need to say, I would like to have my third eye open to see more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to finally be awake to my surroundings. I want to finally be awake to whatever's going on in the world. I want to finally be awake to how this COVID-19 is going to affect me, my family, my future. Because we may not always have answers ourselves, being psychic and witches. However, there's a lot of our audience that they have the power to have themselves help themselves in so many ways, and they're unsure of how to do it. And that's what I'm doing tonight is I'm helping guide. There's probably one person out there that I can guide that can say, look, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
So you'll find that thoughts will come into your consciousness. Don't reject anything out of hand. Simply explore the ideas with an open mind, no matter how silly or strange you think they might be. If you like, write down anything that feels even remotely significant. The same thing with dreams. If you're having a lapis lazuli that is close to you and it's helping you open your psychic abilities when you're sleeping at night and you're having lucid dreams, talk about them. Tell somebody, whether they think that you're insane or not, this is your time. You are opening up your psychic ability and
mm-hmm.
you should be proud of that and you should be able to share that with somebody. So if by the time you're finished with the tea, nothing has crystallized for you yet, simply extinguish the candle with your fingers, in a day or two and see what is starting to make sense. You may have to wait a few days to get your answer. In the meantime, you can continue to relight the candle over successive nights until it is burned out. So, and each time you want to remember to say that I am opening, by lighting this candle, God and Goddess, I am opening up my psychic abilities. I am opening up my third eye, rather, to release my mind. I am open to all possibilities. I trust my guides to show me the way in perfect timing, as for the good of all. So remember, these are things that you can do to help yourself with your psychic abilities besides what you're doing right now. We all have a gift at some point.
Yes, we do.
We just have to be able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Reverend Adam, is a wrap.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, J-Tree, for that beautiful segment this evening. We're going to go ahead and start taking callers momentarily. At this point, we do want to bring on our special co-host for this evening. Her name is Jessica. Welcome in, Jessica. How are you doing this evening? You should be live and on air.
Hello. I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on tonight. How are you
no
all doing?
No problem. Thank you for joining in and, you know, coming on show tonight. So, Jessica, we'd like you to share a little bit about what you do and your practice. And
sure.
We'd like you to stay on the line afterwards and take some callers with us if you can.
Sounds wonderful. So I focus in spiritually based healing work and natural wellness. And I have a variation of ways that I work with my clients, anywhere from energy healing work and crystal bowl healing, spiritually based counseling, natural wellness consultations, and I incorporate, you know, all forms of natural wellness and healing, from essential oils and whole food supplements and all kinds of stuff that's all natural, and just kind of blending everything from the earth and the light to create, you know, the wellness that we are seeking, whatever, you know, is encompassing within that. And I'm always developing and adding things as I'm constantly growing. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Where are you based?
I'm based in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Wonderful.
Oh, she's a northern girl.
Yes. Northeast, almost as far as you can get.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Jessica.
Jessica,
you
meet
well.
Jay. Jay, meet Jessica.
Nice to meet you, Jay. I've listened to the show before, so I'm excited to join you both this evening and meet you,
you,
Jay. And this is a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to having you, too. When Adam told me today that
we
had a guest, I was like, really, who? And he goes, you haven't met her yet, but you're going to like her. And I'm like, I'm sure I will, because I like everybody else who introduced me.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So
Jessica,
I really liked what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I really liked what you were talking about, Jay. And I wanted to just mention, when you focused on talking about intentions, I just had a lot of energy just all over my body around that. I felt a lot of emphasis around that from spirit tonight. And it really was just one of those things that I think it's really important to talk about, because even with coronavirus and, you know, people, it kind of brings up the fear and the paranoia and, you know, wanting to make sure that we're not getting sick. And on a daily basis, you know, I'm using my intentions to focus on I'm going to be guided to be healthy, you know, whether I go to the store or whatever I do. I'm focusing my intentions constantly on, I will always show up wherever it's safe and healthy for me to be. And I think it's a good focus to remind everybody that we have that power and to be using it right now. So
absolutely. That's a very good point. Thank you for that. That's one of
the
most amazing things that you could possibly say right now, because we all have that power to have that intention to stay healthy and to not put ourselves in positions where it's dangerous for us and for others.
Yeah.
Right. And to not go into that fear, you know. So
absolutely, because you know, we all have those things holistic that we can do. There's all those new things that you can go and you know, they're releasing more and more every day that we're more aware than what we were a week ago, even a day ago. It's good. It's these experts that we have that are these scientists and these metaphysicians and everybody collectively together, that we do what we need to do to keep ourselves and everybody else healthy. There's just so many of us that just we're coming out of the woodwork, Jessica. I've been talking to three people over the past 2 days that they're us. They are with us. They're witches. They're light workers. They're wizards. They are the ones that do the healing, the ones that are connected, the ones that are awake with what the hell's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And we need all of that because there's so many people that need so much support. I mean, I talk to people every day and they're like, I'm just, you know, I need to sit. I need to try to center. You know, they're feeling the anxiety. They've lost their jobs. They're, you know, feeling like they're losing that foundation out from under them, which in turn, I mean, we're really not. I mean, the universe is totally taking care of us, but we have to be able to hold that space and open up and allow ourselves to see what is coming through in this time. And it's a muscle that we're not maybe used to using as often when we're in that go, go, go mode 24/7. So I find that, you know, it's very easy to feel that anxiety and to go into stress and to freak out because we don't know what's happening and we don't know what's coming. But if we do step out of that space and we do pause and we do quiet ourselves and we listen, and we sometimes it's just a matter of just wait and see what happens, you know.
Right.
Wait and see what happens, you know. And I feel that things are totally right where they're supposed to be, and they're going to be unfolding in a most beautiful way for the entire planet. And I think it's just really that key message right now of just kind of just quiet, go within the heart, you know, listen for your inner guidance, which everybody is being given right now, and wait and see what happens. Just have faith.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And, you know, I have my show on Wednesday nights that I do also, The Witch Is In. And Jessica, the first thing that I tell people is be still, breathe, and listen.
Yeah.
Those are three things that I get people that are in panic all the time, Jessica, that they're like, oh my God, what do I do? And I'm like, just breathe. It's all going to work out. Everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while, but everything's going to be fine. Have faith. Whoever you pray to them. Say, give me guidance.
Yeah.
Calm your spirit. Bring me back down to earth where I need to focus and be still and just listen and breathe. And everything will work out. And it's a mantra that we just say over and over again, even here in the house, is everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. You know, there's a nice rhythm to it. And you can get into that and you get the right mindset and you breathe and you don't, you still think about shit, don't get me wrong, but it's not, you're not consumed, because that's what people do is they go, it's just overboard, really.
Right. Yeah. It becomes, it brings it from an unmanageable place to be in to a manageable place to be in where you can actually get somewhere, you know, positive. And when we're doing things to raise our vibration, I like to laugh a lot. I like to find humor and jokes and things like that. That keeps my energy up. And when we stay in that higher vibration, we are able to align with our next right step more easily, you know, and that keeps us in the flow. And these are all tools. But I, you know, I talk about this to people all the time too. I use these steps, and it's all about, you know, finding our tools right now. Everything that you just said.
Right. You know, speaking of laughter, I have always believed to be one of the best healing practices. And, you know, J-Tree at night sometimes will, you know, become the tickle monster. And he'll purposely try and tickle me all the cray-cray. And he thinks I don't know what it's for. But, I do know, and it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh a whole lot, but I am super ticklish, and that's what he likes to take advantage of.
Well, I don't know about that, but whatever he says, I'm sure that's fine. But I can understand, too, that with everything that we're doing, Jessica, and how we're raising our vibration, I mean, I'm a retired chef, so I do a lot of culinary. And that is one of my outlets. But lately, I've been writing a book about a white witch called Casimir. He's 500 years old. So I've got that on the that on the forefront. I'm making sigils daily. I am doing artwork. I'm making like plaques. I'm making different things. I need, you know, artwork for my book cover and then for inside the book itself. So, I mean, it's all these creative juices have always flowed, but lately it's because I'm channeling into all this good and positive to begin with. It's all the other things that are coming easily and freely to me. Like, I mean, I haven't picked up a paintbrush since last summer, and here I'm making these beautiful pieces of artwork.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm sketching, I'm drawing, I'm finding, I'm finding amazing avenues to go through, as opposed to being on social media and watching all that bullshit and then watching the news.
Right.
And, you know, it's like I'm not sitting there and I'm not displacing what's going on. And I'm not ignoring it. It's just, I'm finding a healthy way to deal with it.
Yes.
And you're tuning in and tapping in, like you said, into a higher frequency. As I think I heard you mention as well. And that's kind of the key to it, because if we're in fear, we are dragging our energy down. It's like I heard somebody say at one time, you know, fear is the lowest vibration that our body can even hold and actually be where our physical body can hold. Nothing else lower than fear can even be held within the body and the body stay alive. But even then, we know that fear breaks our body down and it causes sickness and a whole lot of other problems. So when we are maintaining that higher vibration and we're laughing a lot and we're tuning in and tapping into that higher realm, now we're not only staying healthy and we're not only keeping our channels open, but we're receiving the most inspirational, directions to take that helps us to continuously thrive no matter what is happening. And I think that, like, everything you just said is just such a perfect example of exactly what that looks like. So, I hope that more people really, start practicing that and hope that they really start to see the difference of how that's going to serve them each day,
Right. And, I sit there too and I counsel people. I say to them, I understand that you have fears and you have disbeliefs and this, that, and the other thing. Don't get depression, because if you do, it doesn't help anybody, number one. Number two, if you feel like you are going down that path, rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it, be grateful just for little things. You smell the coffee in the morning when you open that up, or you have your first cup and your first sip. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that bring you joy? Yes. Okay. There's step one. How about you look at the sunshine that comes out? Does that make you happy? Yes. There's two. Okay. So you can go with all these little things that I'm pointing out. You just are not aware of them, and you're not, you take them for granted, for lack of better terms.
Right.
It's like you open your eyes in the morning. First thing I do is say, thank you, God and Goddess, for opening up my eyes again. I got another day. Regardless of how it comes out, it's all cake from there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people take that for granted too. I think that this, with us sitting at home and having to think, it's something that's beneficial to all of us, because we're actually seeing results too with the earth healing itself. I was talking with one of my apprentices today, and she said, Jay, she goes, the whole earth is healing. And I said, I know. And she goes, but I don't want to see it go back to the way it was before when everything gets back to normal. And I was like, things are not going to go back to normal. Everything is changing right now. And it's a slow process. It's not in leaps and bounds like what we want it to be. So we have to learn to be patient too.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, it's monumental shifts that the earth is making right now. And I think that we're going to start seeing more people saying, do I really need to be traveling to work every day? Do I really need to be living on campus to do my class, my schooling? Do I really need to be, driving as much to and from this place and that place? And even that alone, I think with what the world is seeing, physical, tangible, drastic changes in the planet in just a short amount of time by the way the humanity is shifting their habits every day, it's really showing everybody reality of what is possible, what we can do, and now we're seeing it. So that pushes us into that next step of, okay, so now what do we do with this moving forward? And I think that's the greatest opportunity for transformation right there, So it's powerful what's happening and the opportunities. Yeah.
Consciousness.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Consciousness. And I always speak of the two types of consciousness that are out there. I always speak of the collective consciousness of the physical world and the collective consciousness of the spiritual world that makes up the essence of God. And, what you have in the physical world may not always be in alignment with the collective consciousness that is the Lord on the other side, or on the spiritual realm. So sometimes those are out of alignment. However, I believe this time that we're in now is helping that realignment take place. And it's definitely helping people wake up through whatever means. Now, we are a little bit over
on the timing for the chat. So we're going to need to go forward into taking callers for tonight. But it's great to have these discussions, and it's highly educational for those out there that need to see how spiritually everything ties into what's going on now in the world.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So are we ready for taking callers this evening?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. J-Tree, you on board?
I'm on board.
Wonderful. All right, let's go ahead and take our first caller today. This is 111-111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. It's Veronica.
Hi there. How you doing?
Well, I know you probably got a message. I'm only going to aim it at you so you can get a lot of calls. So I want to see what happens from here for what I stated. What happens from here? Like, do I go back to where I was? Did he change? I know it's only one question, but I'm just my thoughts.
No, you don't go back yet, okay? Stay put for a little bit and allow things to unfold as they're meant to. You'll know exactly when to make that move.
Okay, so how much time
Sweetheart, I understand, but I will contact you as soon as I can, okay? Probably later on tonight or tomorrow, and we can have a discussion about it.
Okay. Okay, thank you for taking my call. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Every once in a while, we get those repeat customers. They come into the show and, you know. All right. And it's always good to have them. Next caller for today is going to be area code 347-463. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Tanika, and I'm calling from Malala, New York. I was just wondering about my job when all of this is over. If you guys see me staying there, because I spoke to my boss on Friday, and she said that she's not there right now because she's sick at home. She said she heard, like, complaints about me, which I think are not true, and I think they're from people there that just don't like me because I really just don't fit in with those women there that work in my department. Yeah. I've been there for like 20 years. So now I'm really worried because I'm going to be working at home a little bit next week, and all of us are because it's a medical office. So we're going to be working at home and at work. And she's like, you know, after this is over, I don't know who they're bringing back and what they're going to do. So now I'm worried, like, if you guys see me keeping this job or if something's going to happen, like,
all right, I'm going to take a moment to further tune into this. Jessica or J-Tree, if you're getting anything, go right ahead.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay. Well, I mean, just the whether or not I'm getting where it's going or not, just the first feeling that was just coming up for me is just relax into your circumstance right now and just trust that you're going to be guided to exactly what is right. So whether you are not going to continue with this job, it's because you're going to be moved forward to something better. But like we were talking about earlier, be in the flow, keep your energy high right now so that you can align and receive exact guidance that's coming at the perfect moment for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I'm looking at the situation, I'm feeling that you're going to be safe, but you need to go ahead and communicate clearly with this individual. You need to let them know how you feel, okay? And I'm feeling that I'm feeling a little suspicion on your supervisor, on your manager, and I'm feeling not quite right about them. So they may be someone you want to go above their head with, okay?
Really? I thought that she was nice. Her name is Victoria, and I thought that she liked me.
Well, like I said, communicate clearly with her on how you feel and where you feel this is coming from, but ensure you go above their heads if you have to.
Okay.
We thank you for calling in. Let us know how it works out for you. Many blessings and stay healthy.
Love and light.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Love and light. All right, our next caller today, it'll be brought on momentarily. Please don't forget to visit our website at merlinstaff.com. That's MERLINS, staff, STAFF.com. That's merlinstaff with two S's, .com.
And don't forget to go to Wiccan Tree of Life, WICCANTREEOFLIFE.com. Also, look for us on Facebook on merlinstaff.com as a Facebook fan page, as well as wiccantreeoflife.com Facebook fan page. You can also reach me at 678-791-8913, or you can also go to the email address, which is wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com, and drop me a note, and I'll be glad to reach back out to you.
Perfect. Thank you, J-Tree. And Jessica, would you like to share your information?
Sure. My website is earthlightwellness.com. It's earth, L-I-G-H-T, wellness.com. And I have a Facebook page. It's Earth Light Wellness as well. My phone number is 603-617-5040. And if you wanted to email me again, that's jessica@earthlightwellness.com.
Very nice.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you. All right.
Our next caller for tonight is area code 856. First three digits are 429. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Here.
Hello, caller by 856, 429. You are live and on air. Okay, sometimes that happens. We'll try and come back to you if we can, but you had your hand raised in the queue.
So remember, anybody that wants to call in, that phone number is 323-642-1694. Again, it's 323-642-1694.
All right, our next caller tonight is going to be area code 734. First three digits are 344. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, your question, and
Hello. Where
you're calling from. Hello.
Hello. This is Hope. And I'm from Michigan.
Hi, Hi Hope. Welcome. Welcome in.
Hi.
I understand you're a visitor from J-Tree.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Great. What can I answer for you tonight, my dear?
Okay. I have my main question is after this is all over, when our mother is finally at peace and we can finally all communicate again, my question is about my son.
Okay.
Will he be coming home? We have a court date in May, and
okay. That
date is going to determine whether or not he ever comes home again. And I'm just wondering if you guys see anything with it. I miss my baby very much, and I want him home.
I understand. I see a bit of a struggle ahead, of course. There's been a struggle for a while now. But let me put it this way, the light and the truth will always prevail. And that which is going to serve his highest purpose and your highest purpose is what's going to happen. So in aspect, I would say that is a definitive yes, he will be coming home. I don't have any real details behind that. Because I know it will be a little bit of a struggle ahead, but it is not something you can't work towards energetically, manifest, or otherwise attune the alignment for.
Jessica, what do you see in her future, please?
I'm not getting anything at the moment, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay. Jessica, can you check her root chakra for me, please?
Okay. I definitely feel like there needs some work in that area.
Okay, yes. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. So, Jay, on the root chakra, how would you help suggest grounding for her?
Burning a red candle, getting a red jasper if one's available, working with certain kinds of herbs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is earthing would be good. That's a free thing that can be done. That's walking around outside barefoot and letting the negative and the bad things go out through your feet. If that isn't an option, there's also gardening.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics believe that if you had bad and negative energy and you needed to clear one of your chakras or all of your chakras, one of the best things to do would be to actually dig in the earth, because everything goes through your hands and back into the earth where it's dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
There are salt baths. There are healing baths. There are many different things. There's incenses that can be burned. There's protection that can be done once mm-hmm. the cleansing and the healing has been done. I personally would suggest having a healer, such as myself, be able to do something remotely. It is something that takes a lot of thought and a lot of process, but it is obtainable and it can be done quickly, as well as it can be maintained.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, Hope, I understand you're fairly new to your path. Is there anything you'd like to share online?
Yes, I'm new to my path, and it's I love that you mentioned the Celtics, because that is my path. That is my heritage and
wonderful.
Everything. I've got a big order going into Amazon to get all my stuff for gardening, and I love that you just mentioned that, because I'm getting ready to do the whole front of my house with flowers.
Beautiful.
So it's a good time
beautiful.
For that, and a good good validation to you that you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she
so that shows me that I'm going the right way.
Yes.
I've been in
Hope
a very, very dark place here lately, so that just, yes.
Yeah, she came to me. We connected through one of the groups on Facebook, actually. And when we had talked together last night, we had talked for, I don't know, what was it, 2 minutes? And I was like, oh, my God, I love your spirit.
Mm.
She and I resonated so close with each other. And then we got on, we started to talk more. And we started to do, some things over the phone, and then I had, shown her my altar, and we started doing a video call, and we did a spell together, and for the first time in a long time, she had a decent night's sleep last night, Jessica, because I helped guide her.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful thing to be able to help somebody and for them to be so receptive. She's wide awake. She has her third eye just completely opened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's an incredible.
Go ahead,
there's
Jessica.
One other question that I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead with your question. I think we're good.
Yes, please go ahead with your question, Hope.
Yeah.
There is one other question. Okay, I come from a very strict Christian home, and that path never resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like I was something more, and there was more too. And then when I chose the pagan path, that it clicks with me. It completely, it's me. I have a hard time because I'm 43 years old. So all of that has been ingrained in me. And I'm having a hard time disconnecting with. Is there any suggestions on how to disconnect?
I
have a wonderful suggestion for you. Sorry to talk over you, Jessica, but
no,
I have
fine.
A wonderful suggestion for you, honey. The Christian faith is rooted in fear and judgment, okay? And God is in everything. God doesn't just have one face. God doesn't have just one face. There's many paths in the forest, but they all lead back to the same meadow. Some are longer than others, some are more straight, some are more windy and twisty, but they all go back to the same meadow. And at the end of the day, when you're thinking about disconnecting or you're struggling with disconnecting from that past and that programming, you have to remind yourself that God is supreme and has no need to judge.
He is all loving. He is open. He is pure. He is the white light that we all look upon, that we all believe in.
Precisely. But ultimately, you remind yourself that Christian faith was based in false fear.
Look at all the things that were done through Christianity, out of Christianity. They killed so many Jewish people. They killed this people. They killed that people. They burned us witches. Anything that didn't fit within the Christian guidelines, they took it as an insult, and they made sure that they snuffed it out. Pagans mm-hmm. had to hide for hundreds of years.
Oh, yes.
We've always been around. It's just that we've had to protect ourselves. And I'm not saying that all Christians are bad, because that's not where I'm going with this.
No, not all Christians are bad at all.
I didn't get the answers I needed when I was 17 and I started looking for new answers. Mm-hmm. And that's what led me to my path. And now I'm 35 years in. There's no wrong time to start. There's no late time to start with this path. And it's great that you have an open enough mind that you can sit there and say, just like I did, I'm looking for better answers. I'm looking for something more. I'm looking for this that I have, that I can do, because I am me. I am not this stereotypical thing that I've been programmed mm-hmm. to be for 40 some years.
That's right.
And don't forget or discount that whatever's been put in your path up until this point of time had purpose. Everything
right.
has purpose. Every religion has purpose. There's lessons in it that we couldn't otherwise get if we weren't there. And so embrace it rather than disconnect from it, because when you embrace it, you're going to be able to receive and understand the purpose and the lessons. And then from there, release the fear, release what doesn't resonate with you, but keep the rest, because like these gentlemen said, God is in everything. Every religion has beauty. And when you come into your spirituality, that is a component that I have learned, that we actually blend it with our religion even. We don't have to let go of religion if that's what resonates with us. They both have two different components in how they serve us. So allow yourself to explore more and embrace more rather than disconnecting, because disconnecting has a negative connotation to it. And we want to embrace things, because that kind of allows us to come into our heart center, feel the love and the light that's within it, receive the blessings, the lessons, understand how it was there to serve us. And then you will know from there, it will make sense to you what you need to let go of and what you need to keep, and you'll learn more that way. So that's what I have to add to it.
It's just like anything else. She's completely right. Is that, you know, everything is balanced. It's keep all the good shit and get rid of the bad shit.
Learn your lessons and then keep going, keep growing, you know. Everything that's put in our path is put there for a purpose. Don't ever think that you're not where you're supposed to be, because you are. Just keep asking, what is the blessing? What is the lesson? How is this meant to serve me? Ask those questions. You will get your answers, and you'll know what to do.
And remember, you are love. You are loved, and you are love, because you were made out of love. There was nothing that is any other connotation with that, and therefore you are love. You have a soft, beautiful person that you are. And I was lucky enough to see that yesterday and how you were so in tuned with your loving side. And you said, you know, so many things yesterday, but you were so on point with so much, and you were so grounded and so amazing and such an amazing person. I'm so glad that you came into my life and I'm able to actually help somebody that is on the same plane as I am. Because, I mean, it took me a while to get to where I am. And here I talk to you for the first time within 5 minutes, and you're like right there with me. Like, you're my lost sister that I've missed for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And then we've been reunited again.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am blessed. Believe me, I feel extremely blessed that you have been put on my path.
Do you have anything else that you want
to
add tonight?
Well, no, there's nothing else. That was what I needed to ask, and I'm thank you for the responses. I feel a lot better about this now.
Good.
Perfect.
Thank you. Make sure that when we disconnect from you, that you keep listening to the show, because we still have some left, okay?
Yeah. And we may bring you back on to do a singing at the end with us.
Yeah, we may have you come back on to do a blessing with us at the end as well, okay, Hope?
All right. Yes, great. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So I have one more final question for you, Hope, before we move on to our next and maybe final caller of the evening. The bear. Okay, the bear just keeps coming up tonight, and I want to understand, is the bear your symbol, your spirit animal, or is there another animal that resonates with you? What does the bear mean to you?
Oh, I don't know. Can be honest. I'm having troubles right now with finding what my spirit animal is. I love
maybe that
animal.
Maybe it is her spirit animal or her totem coming up wanting
to know. Might very well be,
Yeah, because if it's coming around this clearly tonight, and I'm going to show Jaytree something here.
That's interesting that's there.
Yeah. And I noticed it tonight more so than any other time. I'm sorry?
In that too?
No, this is the moon. Okay. So the bear is really coming up for you, and the bear symbolizes strength and symbolizes resourcefulness.
Protection.
Okay. Protection as well, yes. So I want you to look into the bear as your totem.
Okay. Okay, I will do.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Blessed be.
Blessed
love and light. Success. Thank you very much.
Love and light.
Oh, wait a minute. I just paused. Jessica. This queue moves so quickly. I'm sorry. When we've got a caller coming in the queue, it kind of moves very quickly. 404. Okay, our next caller tonight is 404-426. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Takiya from Georgia.
Hi, Takiya. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Well, I was calling because I wanted to know how I can kind of tap further into my intuition. I think
beautiful.
That I am sensitive to things, but I'm not 100% sure where it's coming from. So I want to kind of clear that for myself and get deeper into that.
Did you get the chance to listen to any of the beginning of the show or not tonight?
A little bit. I heard you talk about like certain crystals, like the lapis lazuli, which I've been drawn to. Once I kind of discovered that crystal online, I was like, this is beautiful. And I was just drawn to it. So
nice. Mm-hmm. So did you get the chance to hear how to conjure a spell and everything to go along with opening up your psychic abilities?
No.
Okay, so that was actually the beginning of the show. That's what I did tonight, is how to open up your psychic abilities. And what I told Reverend Adam that I was doing that tonight out, and he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. I said, I don't know why I haven't done this sooner, because I keep a record of everything that I do. So, but basically, I went through the whole process of doing a spell and how to actually open up and what to do additionally to have your psychic abilities enhanced tonight. It's funny that you call in and you ask about that now.
Yeah. So, do you have the ability to go back and replay the show after it's ended?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. We're going to ask you to do that so you can get the full playback and see how to work that spiritual set of work.
Okay.
It's really very easy.
Yeah.
It was using a black candle and white candle, and then one of the blue candles, and then using two lapis lazulis if you have them.
Yeah.
You know, asking the God and the Goddess to help you open up your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that are out there besides what we had talked about. There's incense that can be made. There's herbs that can be put together. Candle spells that you can do. You can meditate to help open up your third eye. That's one of my favorite things to do, is to use music as a mantra in the background playing as I focus in, and I start to meditate and I let my mind drift and I focus with my eyes wide open, wide shut, I guess is the best way to do it, because they're closed, but yet my third eye is just exploded and it's opened, and it's been, it's something that we can do with certain incenses. I mean, there's so many avenues that we can take do it. So what my whole it was a good way to start, but there's so many things that you can do by yourself with just start by even asking the God and the Goddess to help.
Jessica, what are your suggestions?
Well, I was going to say start asking the question, how can I open my intuition? What is the best method, the best way, the best tool, the best next right first step? Your intuition could be stronger in your heart center than in your third eye. Your gifts, our gifts can vary from person to person so much. So even just a practice to help you to get in touch with what your spiritual dynamic is going to be a great way for you to start to connect in with and understand yourself better, and then have an understanding of the approach that is going to be best for you. Selenite could be a good crystal to carry on you. There's a lot of different stones and crystals, and Jaytree had a great beginning to the show. So again, you know, re-listening to that as well. But I always encourage everybody that I work with, you know, rather than me even trying to give them the question, I challenge them to tune in for the answer to come through them. So say I have a client in my wellness center and they're looking at stones and crystals, and people most often always want to say, well, which one should I pick? And I say, which one do you think you should pick? Feel, tune in. So let it be a practice every day where you practice feeling what comes back to you and give yourself the permission to do that, because oftentimes we're so capable, but we're afraid. We don't think we are capable, and so we're looking for others to help us with that. And I'm one of those people. I'm going to push it back to you because I'm pushing you to tune in so that you can build that confidence. And you wouldn't believe how many people end up getting that quick answer, that they feel it, they hear it, it calls to them. But we can't get that if we're not giving ourselves permission or challenging ourselves to practice tuning in. So ask the questions, wait and see what happens, you know, kind of challenge yourself, but make it a practice, because we can't get better if we're not practicing. So so that's kind of what I add.
And to piggyback on that, too, is that, you know, one of the things that we don't do enough of that we should, being spiritual beings, is that we should learn how to raise our vibration by just raising our vibration without using stones, without using crystals, because we are spiritual beings living a human experience. So we have to remember that we have the full hand, raise your vibration, where you cup your hands up and you say, raise my vibration, and you do it five times. And each time you feel and you speak further and deeper and stronger. And each time you get to that fifth vibration and you can physically feel the buzz around you that you have raised it. And raising your consciousness and raising your vibration like that is so to do with your third eye to begin with, because you are opening up, you're getting rid of that blockage, you're getting rid of the bullshit that surrounds you, that surrounds us on a daily basis. You're clearing that out by doing raise your vibration with those with the full hand, five hand. So that's one of the things that I would encourage anybody to do as well, being a spiritual being, is that you want to raise your vibration. It's very easy to do with music, with sound, the singing bowls, tambourine, a drum, cowbell, because the world needs more cowbell.
mantras
and things that are musical mantras, and anything, the sound of nature, for Christ's sake, the easy simple things that we take for granted, that
bird, I was just gonna say that
out there now.
right
yeah
It's all available to us. But remember, happiness, creation, magic, all begins from within.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for that question tonight. That kind of opened the doorway up for a further an expansion of teaching. We got to wish you well and stay healthy, stay happy. Thank you.
Love and light.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, so in a moment, we're going to try and bring Hope back on if she wants to join in. I think to finish out tonight's show, doing a kind of mantra, an English mantra or a chant, really, tonight to help everybody out there heal, to help the earth heal, and as an offering to the world right now would be a wonderful idea. So I want everyone to listen to me, and what we're going to do is we're going to chant something. So you're just going to repeat after me as soon as you catch on, and then we'll just do this for a little bit, and when we feel it's good, we'll just end. But I want to chant, "We all come from the goddess, and we will help her heal. We all come from the goddess, and we will heal." Okay?
Beautiful.
And we got that?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Hello, Hope. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we're ready to start. So just follow my lead. We all come from the goddess.
The goddess.
And we will help her heal. We all come from the goddess.
All come from the goddess.
And we all
will heal.
We all come from the goddess.
Come from the goddess.
We will help her
heal.
We
all come from the goddess. And we will heal.
We all come from the goddess.
Come from the goddess. And we all heal.
Come from the goddess,
and we will all heal.
Come from the goddess,
and we will heal.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for joining in. Hope, thank you for joining in with us. We want to wish you healthy, love, light, and stay well.
I want to once again say, don't forget to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com for all your spiritual needs, MerlinStaff.com. Also, don't forget to WiccanTreeOfLife.com on Facebook and like on the Facebook page. I'm always doing some free things on my website, as well as there are some things that are services that you can pay for that I can help you with if you're interested in being apprenticed, if you are interested in doing whatever you need to do spiritually. I'm here to help, to guide, to heal. I am a natural healer, the same way that Jessica is. I do have a lot of abilities and capabilities, as well as I have been a practicing white witch for over 35 years. I look forward to keep doing it for at least another 35 years. And bring the earth and the healing back in again. And I'd like to do a prayer tonight, if I could, Reverend Adam.
Go right
for anybody
ahead.
That's out there that's listening, to help Mother Earth heal.
Beautiful.
God and Goddess, this I ask of thee. I come to you, my servant, the one who does everything for thee. This I ask of you, God and Goddess, bless me. I ask that you heal yourself, and help me and guide me to help you heal yourself. There are many of us out there all over the world, God and Goddess, that still believe, that still know that you can heal with our help. Just help us to open our third eye and to also bring it to us on the wind, the crackling in a fire, the breeze of an earth that goes across in a wave, or a wave of an ocean, or a ripple of a water wheel. Anything. Give us a sign. Help us be aware. Help us to see that you are asking us to do certain things for thee. I ask you, God and Goddess, to guide my hand with love and with light and with hope, to spread it, to bring the rest of us that are out there that are lost, to help them, to give them the guidance that they need, to all collectively to come together, to always help you, because you're the only earth that we have. We love you. We can't do enough for you. Please help to clear yourself as well as help us as beings to see what we need to do to help thee. As I call upon the four points, earth, air, water, fire, spirit, north, south, east, and west, this I ask of thee, God and Goddess, hear us to help you. We need you. Please keep doing what you need to do. Get rid of this COVID-19. Get rid of this disease that is taking over the earth. Get everybody back to a different time that we are experiencing now. But let us once again go outside freely to be able to not have the social distancing, to be able to see our family, our friends, and our loved ones. We miss them deeply, and we need to be back together again.
Mm-hmm.
As it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one, so mote it be.
So mote it be. Thank you, Jason, for sharing that. Jessica, would you like to share your info one last time for tonight's show?
Yeah, I would love to. Again, my website is earthlightwellness.com. It's earth, L-I-G-H-T, wellness.com. And again, Facebook is the same thing. I think maybe it might be good to share, too, that on April 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern, I have a live stream Zoom crystal bowl meditation that I'm going to be offering. So that information is on my website under the calendar page. A great opportunity to get a chakra balancing, grounding, clearing meditation, guided meditation. So if that calls to you, my phone number is area code 603-617-5040. Everything can be found on my website. So hopefully that covers it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jessica. I also saw that post on the website for your event coming up. I thought it was
wonderful.
A beautiful post, and I love the images attached to it. I look forward to seeing all about it. All right.
Thank you.
So, Jessica, thank you for joining us tonight and being a part of tonight's show. We invite you back on next Saturday or any other future time that you would like to just stop on by. You're more than welcome to.
There for Wednesday nights when I do the Witches Inn. If you'd like to call in, you're more than welcome to. I'd love to hear from you and have you co-host that as well.
Thank you. I had a blast. It felt wonderful to be a part of the call with you all tonight, and it just felt really, really right. So thank you for the invitations. I would love to join again in the future. And thank you again, Adam, for the invitation tonight.
You're more than welcome. You have a great rest of your evening. I'm going to call you on the Facebook video chat when we're done.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you again,
bye-bye.
Jessica.
Thank you.
Love and light,
thank
sister.
You. Great to meet you, Jay.
You too.
Love and light. All right, Jay, what do you have for the outro today?
I don't have much of anything other than, now is the time to contact spiritual people. Metaphysicians, we're out there. We're everywhere. We can help you. We can help guide you. We can do a lot of things for you. There's a lot of you that are out there that are scared, or you don't know how receptive you're going to be, or you don't know which avenue to take. There's a lot of natural witches that are out there that are looking for me, and I'm looking for them as well. And there's a lot that can be done with the power of herbs, with thought, with prayer, with also intention, and with love that we have. And I don't mean just any kind of love. I just mean unconditional love, the thing that, we have to give in order to get and receive. And there's so much good and that's out there now. There's still a lot of shit. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good that's out there, and it's all starting to come together and into light. And I think that it's fantastic, and it's going to take some time, but the world will go back to being a different place that we'll all have to adapt to. But everything that we're going through right now is the adaptation part of it. Mm-hmm. Things will not go back to the way that we knew them. Things will not be quote unquote normal again. And anybody that thinks that they will be, you're sadly disillusioned, and I'm sorry for that. But we are coming upon a whole new era. We are coming upon a whole new consciousness. we are sitting here and we are waiting for the gates to open back up again. And it'd be interesting to see what happens when the gates are opened back up again.
Yeah. We're in the time of reset.
And it's everything too. It's not just, you know, the earth that's resetting. It's the economy. It's housing. It's cars. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's everything. It's people are going to have to start getting back to the old basic ways, I think. And because it just, there's no other path right now.
Mm. Yes.
But that's my insight. That's not frowned in stone anywhere.
Mm. So true.
All right, but thank you again tonight, Reverend Adam, for having me. It was a pleasure. It was great to be here to speak with Jessica, and it was great to have Hope call in tonight. That was very nice.
That was a great pleasure and surprise. I love that.
So, yeah, we're just going to keep making it happen, and that's what we're here for every Wednesday and every Saturday night at 8 p.m. You know, we're here to do our blog talk radio and to do our podcasts and,
right.
and to get our messages out there.
So true. So everyone that's listening and tuning in, please don't forget to visit our websites at merlinstaff.com. That's MERLINS staff, STAFF.com. That's Merlin Staff with two S's. Jaytree?
Don't forget to go to wiccantreeoflife.com, WICCANTREEOFLIFE.com. You can go there and you can sign up for a mailing list as well as the apprenticeship program if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
There is also some things that are there that are for sale as well as repeats that are free of the podcast that you're welcome to get your information from if you'd like to. You can always reach out to me at 678-791-8913. I can do a tarot reading for you. I can do a healing. There's a lot of things that I'm capable of doing. You just need to let me know what it is that you need. And I do understand that, you know, times are tough right now. So anybody that calls in and mentions the podcast, either one, I'll give them 25% off anything that they have. And that includes the whole entire order or just one item. So it's something that, you know, it's incentive to go and check out the website, wiccantreeoflife.com, sign up for a service, get a tarot reading, get yourself one of the sage sticks or get yourself something mm-hmm. else that's there, the full hand rosemary protection bundles. Mm-hmm. Those are a big seller right now. People are hanging those above their doors. There's also some other things that are there. I'm going to start doing some packages of moon water because I have mm-hmm. some super moon water that I have. I've got a limited supply, but first come, first serve on that. That'll be posted soon. And we're always adding new and exciting things to the website. So feel free to go ahead, stop by, give me a call. You can find me on Facebook too. Like I remembered, wiccantreeoflife.com, mm-hmm. Facebook fan page. So feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone out there. Wishing you all well. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
Love and light and namaste.
Love and light. Namaste. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste love and healing.